How much longer?
Lysander moaned. It had been hours since Uncle Martin had burst into the library. Now evening had come and gone, the day had passed wholly into night, and there was still no news of Eirilyn. No sooner had word slipped out the mansion's front doors than midwives had marched in from the village and taken over Eirilyn's care. They'd shut her chamber doors and absolutely refused to allow any man above the spiral staircase. Consequently, the men of Gravy Bay had gathered in the library to worry together.
"I never thought it would take so long,"
Uncle Martin said with a sigh. His decanter sat before him, unopened. The way the glass bent around its amber contents made the sag of his frown impossibly steep and his eye impossibly large.
"I never imagined that Eirilyn would have any trouble. She has the perfect birthing hips."
"Yeah,"
Declan grunted from the hearth.
"Can we please not discuss my wife as if she's some sort of pasture animal?"
Lysander mumbled. He dragged his hands down his face, something he'd done so often in the last hour that his skin had actually begun to stay red. His wavy hair stood on end. The sleeves of his white tunic were rolled up to his elbows, the buttons at his collar undone. His trouser pockets were considerably rumpled from where he kept drying his palms. His stormy eyes travelled to Thelred, who shook his head firmly.